My name is John Furlong. I'm from Blanchardstown in Dublin. I work as a solicitor, and being on the stage is my secret life. My colleagues don't really know much about this side of me. I'm involved in musical theatre. I've been performing since I was in my teens. I was in bands. I was involved with the setup of community radio back in the 80s. I've been with Estuary Players for the past 11, 12 years.
My name is Myra Maguire. I live in Balldoyle. I formed Estuary Players in 1994. My background is in musical theatre. I was a member of Balldoyle Musical Society for many years. They never did any plays, they just did pantomime and musicals. So I decided I wanted to form a drama group. So I did so, and I did two Bernard Farrell plays in the beginning, and then I went on the circuit in 1996. And my first circuit play was The Boys Next Door. That was, my first entry into the circuit.
My name is Tom Singleton. I play the character of Morgan in Estuary Players' production of The Drawboy by Michael Healy. I'm retired now. I formerly worked for Aircom. I finished up in their property division some years ago. My stage career began when I saw a production of West Side Story. I fell in love with what I saw on the stage, and I joined the Dublin Masque Theatre, which was directed by Kevin Byrne. I then moved on to other musical societies and then formed my own production group with three others called Take Four Productions, where we did a lot of Irish premieres.
I was in bands in my teens. We were never going to be the new U2. We played in garages, literally. The band I was in was called The Buzz Band. No one ever remembers that band. And then I was involved in the Chancery Players, which were based in the Four Courts and the Land Registry in Dublin. I did quite a number of plays with them in the 80s. I was then involved with the setup of Anna Livia FM in Dublin, now Dublin City FM. I was station manager there at one point. I have the dubious distinction of turning down Sharon Niviola for a broadcasting position. And I've been involved in musical theatre as well with Cool Mind Musical Society for quite a number of years.
I'm the director of Estuary Players. I have directed all the circuit plays to date. The way I pick a play would be possibly because of the actors. I probably do it in reverse because I know I have, you know, a certain core group of very good actors. So I picked The Drawboy because you read it online and you read the crits, and it had won the Dora Award in Canada. It's a Canadian play, and the Dora Award is probably akin to the Tony Awards on Broadway. So it had a good reputation. It's two middle-aged men, so I have them, and a young fella. So I decided, yeah, this is the one to do.
Morgan and his friend Angus have been living on the farm for 30 years. They're old school friends, and they go to war together. Angus gets injured in the war, as a result of which he loses his memory. They also meet two girls while they're in England, and they fall in love. They come back to the farm after Angus's injury. The girls subsequently leave, but Morgan stays on, and he takes care of Angus insofar as he needs taking care of. He has to lie to Angus to keep him calm, because Angus can't understand why his girlfriend has gone.
I play Angus in The Drawboy. Angus has suffered a serious head injury during the war and is living a contented life with Morgan on the farm when, in typical theatrical fashion, a stranger comes to upset their world.
I've been directing since 1990. My first production was a pantomime with Balldoyle Musical Society, and it was The Sleeping Beauty. I actually took part in The Plough and the Stars by Sean O'Casey. I played Ginny Gogan, and I played Rosie Redmond. And in Juno, I played Juno herself. I have a great love for O'Casey. I absolutely love it. I would know every line of O'Casey. If anybody put a foot wrong on O'Casey, I would know.
I work with Matheson Solicitors. My title is Director of Legal Resources, and one of my main areas of work is both legal research and legal education. That means, particularly in the middle of the year, around now, I'm working with our intake of trainees for that year. What I try to do is get across to them in an interesting fashion the elements of the law that they need to know in a practical situation. Law doesn't lend itself to being entertaining a lot of the time, but I do think that being on stage has assisted me in giving them an interesting side to what could be a very dull topic
My aunt, we called her aunt, but she was actually a second cousin of mine, was Rhea Mooney. And she played all those parts that I played and she directed. So I directed The Plough and the Stars and I directed Juno as well. It was great, you know, to follow in her footsteps. Rhea was a great actress in her day and she travelled with the Abbey Company, I think in 1936, to New York. And then when she came back and she was director in the Abbey for a great many years, she did, I think they did The Plough and the Stars and Juno at least once a year in the Abbey. The Gate Theatre was doing very avant-garde stuff, like they were doing Oscar Wilde and all of that. But the Abbey kept to the Louis Dalton and the Sean O'Casey, but they put the bums on seats.
The problem with going professional is you're probably going to be hard pushed to make a living out of it. And I think if you were trying to make a living out of something, it takes the fun out of it. What we all enjoy in the non-professional zone is the fact that we can pick and choose to some extent what we want to do. And when we do something we like, we really give it everything. There's a big difference between that and having to do something to earn your keep, something that you might not particularly like. That said, I'm retiring this year, so I'd certainly be open to any offers out there if anyone's interested in having me.
Yes, musical societies were great. It was our only outlet at the time. We lived for rehearsals. You know, then when we moved on and I moved on to the drama end of things, I always wanted to do the circuit. The circuit was just the thing that I really wanted to perfect.
I did, a long time ago, get two opportunities to actually turn professional. Once when I was directing with Take Four, I was asked by Fred O'Donovan to go into the Gaiety as assistant director to the Christmas and the summer shows, which Maureen Potter did. At that stage, I chose not to do it. I had a safe civil service job at the time, and I felt that it would be a risk, a gamble. Subsequent to that, I was offered a job as a dancer on a cruise ship by June Glazier. I didn't think too long about that. I decided to let that pass.
Short and sweet, no. Never, ever, ever thought of becoming a professional director. Just, I wouldn't feel good enough to do it, capable of doing it. So, no. I love the amateur scene. I love what I do. And when I finish that, that'll be it.
The circuit is very important for raising standards, and we're all in it for the competitive element, of course, and that's all significant. But what it also gives you the opportunity to do is to present to an audience who do not know you other than what you present on stage, and that's a really important element. And to get the acclimation of an audience in that fashion is a really great part of the circuit process, of having a full house acknowledge that what you've done on stage is worthy of applause or worthy of reaction or whatever it might be. And I would encourage anybody who's involved in amateur drama to consider doing the circuit, because it raises your standards, but more importantly, it gives you the opportunity to have that experience of touring the country and presenting to people who judge you on what you do on stage.
Acting is a strange profession. By virtue of what you have to do, you have to expose yourself on stage, and I don't mean that in a bad way. You expose your soul and you learn a lot about yourself and you learn a lot about other people.
It's the camaraderie and the aspect of doing something wonderful and creating something fantastic. And the end result is always worth any hardship that you've gone through, rehearsals in the winter months. And you start in November, you break maybe for Christmas, you start again in the really cold, bad weather, January, February, March, and then you do 8 festivals. And if you're not winning, it's like carrying your cross around the country. And it's really so, so difficult. And we've been on the winning side of things and we've been on the losing side of things. And we, you know, I feel for the groups that are out there that haven't got to Athlone and might have missed it just by a point. And it really is difficult. But and they'll do it again next year and keep doing it.